This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A state of emergency now in effect for Puerto Rico as Tropical Storm Dorian is moving towards the island and towards hurricane strength as well. The National Hurricane Center says there's a chance the storm could hit Puerto Rico as a minimal hurricane later today or tomorrow. The Southeast U.S. is then on alert for a possible impact by the weekend. After just completing 3 weeks of radiation treatment for her latest bout with cancer, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was out yesterday receiving an honorary degree at the University of Buffalo School of Law, where she told the audience,
"It was beyond my wildest imagination that I would one day become the notorious RBG."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I won't.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A 21-month-old child is dead after being left in a hot car in Indiana. Police in Hendricks County say the girl's family came home from church on Sunday and thought someone had taken the toddler out of the car. Meanwhile, there's a court appearance today for the New York City dad whose twin babies died after they were left in a hot car. Juan Rodriguez claims he forgot to drop off his 2 1-year-olds at daycare last month, accidentally leaving them in the vehicle all day as he was at work in the Bronx. Pop singer Taylor Swift winning the top prize at last night's MTV Video Music Awards, the music video of the year for You Need to Calm Down. As she was accepting the prize, she was slamming the White House for not responding to a petition asking it to support the so-called Equality Act.
I want to thank everyone who signed that petition because it now has 500,000 signatures, which is 5 times the amount that it would need to warrant a response from the White House.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Missing for over a week now, the active search for 2 missing firefighters off the coast of Florida has been suspended by the Coast Guard, but relatives are not giving up hope. The family of a missing Florida firefighter, one of the 2, speaking out as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The family of missing Florida firefighter Brian McClooney are remaining hopeful that he and his friend will be found. McClooney and Virginia firefighter Justin Walker disappeared during a fishing trip in Fort Canaveral nearly 2 weeks ago. McClooney's wife, Stephanie, says she is hopeful the U.S. Coast Guard may be able to find the missing men in their normal search patterns.
They are more likely to find something in their natural, regular search patterns, patrol patterns. If they found one slice of evidence, it would reactivate everything.
McClooney's mother and brother were thankful for the hundreds of volunteers and the service members for their efforts to look for the 2 missing men.
The Chicago Teachers Union is getting ready for a possible strike as the CTU has begun a 30-day clock for the potential work stoppage, rejecting a panel's recommendations yesterday in contract negotiations with Chicago Public Schools. The offer would have raised pay by 16% over 5 years. And Costco's opening its first store in China today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, staying on top of the things that matter in your world, I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Great to have you with us, as always. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. With us right now, Maria Espinosa, the National Director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens. And we're going to be talking about her latest visit to an Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility last week. Maria, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well, but quite a bit frustrated and even more angry at the fake news out there telling us all these lies and spreading these lies across the country. And it seems like some people believe it. But, you know, Bill, I have to tell you, visiting that processing center was a real eye-opener. I mean, I know that there is fake information out there, the fake media, but this is unbelievable, the accommodation that all of us taxpayers are providing to these individuals who are trying to evade our system and evade the legitimate immigration process. When we arrived, we were taken right through this long hallway, very, very clean. On the left, we were told there were three courtrooms, which we later saw a mini courtroom. So they have three immigration judges there. On the other side of the hallway, there were administration offices for 30 federal employees to watch over this ICE facility and make sure that these illegal aliens are well cared for. And they are. And this is what I want to tell your listeners. They had two cafeterias, and in there were four TV sets, so they could watch television, whichever station they had. They have a cable there. They also have a ping pong table, a weight room. They have a legal library and access to the subscription, which I can't even afford for the Remembrance Project. And that subscription to LexisNexis. And
yes.
For some of your listeners out there, yes, they can search the internet and case law and cases and all on that subscription. And here they have a dental office. They had two doctors that I saw that they were in their offices on staff. They have exam rooms for these illegal aliens. They have a telepsychiatrist where they go in this room with a staff personnel, and they can get on the internet with a psychiatrist, and that is offered to them, all free, available to the tax to the illegal alien.
Brought to you by the taxpayer. Exactly.
Yes, complimentary for the taxpaying citizen, hardworking citizen. Unbelievable.
Yes.
And we happened to also be there right around lunchtime and, you know, looking at the food trays. They had like four or five different little entrees. I was just I was shocked. I was amazed. They can knit, they can sew, you know, I mean, you name it, air conditioning, and now they're clamoring for a soccer field. As if that is not enough.
Yeah. Well, where exactly, can you say exactly where this was, Maria?
This processing center was in Aurora, Colorado. So if you recall where there was a riot that broke out where they took down the U.S. flag and put up the Mexican flag, that's where they were. They also, some of the people there, these were people on the outside I'm talking about, Antifa type, and they also took down the Thin Blue Line flag and desecrated it, and same with our U.S. flag, and we put it upside down there on the flagpole. But, you know, when these Antifa type or these far-left socialist groups are out there talking about how poorly these individuals are treated, and remember, everyone, that these individuals place themselves in that situation by wanting to cross illegally and not go through the front door like my father did, and they want to head to the front of the line as quickly as possible, forget our laws, forget what America is about and our system of government, and here they are to take advantage of us, and they certainly are. And there at that center, there were just over 1,000 males and about 160 females. And that's just a microcosm that shows you and tells you that how many the ratio from of men to women are really coming across. And these were not children when they were I was, they were children were not housed there. But I'm astounded. The accommodations that we are providing for these individuals is excellent. And I think that, again, it's very telling why they continue to come across. They're well taken care of, Bill.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the thing, as you say, that's so astounding is the mainstream media, all because of the fake news and what they want America to believe. But, you know, like, what did they think? That other people are not going to go down and investigate? You know, Candace Owens, yourself, others have been there, Fox News, you know, to document a different story than what the mainstream media would want to present and really make America feel like we're heartless. And, I mean, and, you know, to hear you describe how people are being treated there and what's available to them. But, you know, this is the problem with progressives and even people that feel some sense of entitlement, that it's not enough. It's like, okay, well, where's the soccer field? Well, what's the next thing after the soccer field? Mm-hmm. It's like, wait a minute, you guys have broken the law here. We're out of, you know, consideration and international law, we're processing you because you've come in, you've been directed to give us a specific spiel that, you know, really commands us to treat you differently, even though we may know different, but that's okay. We'll go through the process. We will listen to your plea and process it accordingly. But, you know, it's like I've maintained all along, is that if people are breaking a law at the border, what gives you any kind of indication that they are going to be law abiders on the other side of the border?
Exactly. And remember, these individuals have already been flown into the interior of our country. The next stop is that they might be flown to another location for the final process. And this will just really shock you, too. Now, I just had chills after we learned who this was or what this person had done. So in this facility, the individuals wear different colors. So they mean, like, the blue is a lower non-criminal type or non-violent person or maybe not found to have a criminal record, all the way up to red. Well, as we were walking down the hallway, we were asked to step on one side up against the wall and just, you know, wait for someone coming through. Oh, do you have to go to break? I hear music.
Yeah, we got about 30 seconds, but go ahead if you can do it in 30 seconds.
I can. So this individual was about a 6'4 man, walked in by with a staffer, and we were told after he walked by that this man spent 10 years in Supermax the same prison where Ted Kaczynski is housed. And this guy was just walking around the hallway following this staffer to another location, probably to another.
Unbelievable. Well, now we've got to go to break. We've got more from Maria Espinoza with her eyewitness report right here on Bill Martinez Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
From Affirm Films, Provident Films, and the Kendrick Brothers comes Overcomer. John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What are you allowed to define you? When you find your identity in the one who created you, change your whole perspective.
Overcomer, starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Now play. More information is available at overcomermovie.com.
This message is sponsored by GSK. Is your teen vaccinated? Meningitis B is an uncommon but potentially life-threatening illness. If your teen is starting college, make sure you talk to their doctor about how vaccination can help protect them against meningitis B. Only 14.5% of teens have been vaccinated against meningitis B. GSK spokesperson Tiffany Williams.
My younger brother was at his dream college when he contracted meningitis B. His doctors thought it was the flu and told him to rest. 2 days later, he passed away. I can't bring my brother back, but with this message, I hope to educate others to help protect themselves.
Early symptoms of meningitis may appear similar to those of the flu, but can progress quickly and be fatal, sometimes within 24 hours. 1 in 10 people infected with meningitis will die. 1 in 5 survivors will suffer long-term consequences, such as loss of limbs. GSK Vaccines U.S. Vice President, Director of Scientific Affairs and Public Health, Dr. Len Friedland.
Adolescents have higher rates of meningitis due to close contact with each other, sharing drinks or utensils, kissing or coughing. Talk to their doctor about the 2 different types of meningitis vaccines needed to help protect them against the 5 vaccine-preventable groups of meningitis.
Vaccination may not protect all recipients. Learn more at meningitisb.com. Again, that's meningitisb.com. MENINGITISB.com.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen.
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
You know, the mainstream media would want us to believe that we can't handle the truth. They think that we're all a bunch of knuckleheads and we're just going to go along with their fake reporting. But little do they know and believe that we have patriots like Maria Espinoza and her husband who founded the Remembrance Project. And she's the national director of said project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents. She goes to an ICE facility gets a first-hand report. Now, you may have been shocked, as I was, when she told us in the first segment that she visited this ICE facility. I thought it was on the border. I'm thinking, okay, close to, you know, Mexico, because you would think an ICE facility would be closer to the border, because in that way, if you have to send them back, you don't have that far to go. But because of our system and the way we're operating and the overload and the pressure that it puts upon, you know, our operations here in order to process these people claiming for asylum. You see, and that's the other thing too, Maria. Everything is put through the filter of these are asylum seekers. And they run the entire gamut. I mean, of those people, like you mentioned, here's a guy dressed in red, and there's people in red that are demarcated and designated as they're illegal in many ways. I mean, they've broken the law. They've experienced prison time and all that. And so in order to kind of triage these people that are coming in, yes, you have some asylum seekers, but then you have others that are just trying to get into this country wreak havoc. They've wreaked havoc in their own home countries, and it's like, okay, America, here I come.
Exactly. And they just tell that lie. And here we believe them naively and wanting to believe them on, you know, the progressive, you know, so that they can ruin our country. You know, here they're clogging the legitimate cases, and that costs tens of millions of dollars. You know, they don't want to get in line. And this is a mentality of these individuals. And they know all they have to do is wait a little while and they're into America. Free, never to be seen again. Once, you know, they get that letter to be self-deport. In other words,
right.
The judge in after the system, they went through the whole system, and our court system said, no, we did not find that your case was concrete.
Legitimate.
Yes, legitimate. And I don't know how they will check that, Bill. I mean, how would you know whether or not this individual is telling the truth of what's going on back in their home country when there is no
2,500 miles away?
All.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and this is the problem. This is why international law says you're supposed to go to your immediate country, you see, and your neighboring country in order to minimize this confusion. But because we're American, we're so giving and we're so compassionate, just flood our borders. And then on top of that, as you say, the behavior of our own system here rewards them to come in here, storm our border, because you've got activist judges, you've got a Democratic Party that is doing everything it can to hold the gates open. And people are coming in, it's overwhelming the system. So President Trump, in just any kind of reasonable way, I don't care if it was Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi, if it was their decision and they were serious about doing something about this problem, they would say, okay, the floor is law, we need to address this right away. But look at how much time it's taken in order to come up with something to where, okay, let's try this. But then, of course, you've got the ACLU and you've got all these other antithetical forces putting a stick in the spokes, not of Donald Trump, but the American people. Because you said, we've got these people coming in, and it's not just all asylum seekers. These are lawbreakers. You know, not only have they broken law in this country, but in their own home country and maybe other countries along the way as they've, you know, traversed north to come here to America. And then, as you said, many are given ankle bracelets so that we can kind of keep tabs on them, and they get lost in the interior. I mean, they're already shipped to Colorado, Aurora, Colorado, if you can imagine this. I mean, they're not even close to the border. It's not like an easy bus ride, you know, back home. Now we've got all kinds of airfare and everything that we've got to accommodate. And, of course, great meals on the airplane, I'm sure. They're probably all traveling
also
in some form of first class or something.
And they're also flown to another location to finalize some of their cases. So, and look, 64% of all federal arrests in 2018 were by a non-citizen, by illegal aliens. 64% of all federal arrests by illegal aliens. I mean, how much more?
What is that telling you? And to your point, it overwhelms our system. Because now, I mean, as if we don't have enough problems of our own just dealing domestically with problems and lawbreakers. Now we have people from the outside And it's no wonder. And then on top of that, we have people in Congress maligning these, you know, these border agents, you know, putting their lives at risk and, you know, trying to do everything they can. And then now they're not even border patrol agents anymore or customs agents. You know, they're babysitters. They're now in, you know, social services. I mean, this is incredible what we've asked these men and women to do. And then, you know, how dare these people who have never served one day? Maybe that's what we ought to do, is have the Democrats, and particularly the four women of the current Democratic apocalypse, go down and actually be border agents for a day, maybe a week or something, and see what it's really all about.
A week, a month? Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, in this ICE facility, the staff, the ICE officials who were there, you know, and the contractors, and the GO staff who run this facility, they all got along so well, and they all agreed and pointed a finger at Congress for not doing the job. And there was a young lady there who was very articulate. I wish that we had cameras on her. She was mm-hmm. frustrated. You could feel her passion, and definitely pointing the fingers at Congress. But yet here they are trying to do their job, and they're having to defend themselves while outside these socialists are out there rioting and desecrating our flag and telling all these terrible lies. And they are personally being attacked on social media because they know who works at that facility. This is completely out of hand.
Well, it's totally nuts. There's no doubt. And then, you know, I think, Maria, and it really disturbs me, and I keep remembering that that attack by Elijah Cummings on Director McAleen. And I mean, that was totally unfair and uncalled for. He was being blamed for something that, you know, Cummings and the rest of Congress are responsible for. To your point, I mean, where are the laws? What are the policies that they've come up with to help, but what they've done is continue to hinder the problem and then blame the very people that we're asking to work in this impossible situation, you know, to be successful. You got to be kidding me.
Right. And the illegal aliens, they seem quite pleased to be there, you know, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And they
all. Well,
you imagine
if they go to, you know, and if they went to Mexico, would there be some kind of holding facility like what you saw? Or if they went to another country like China or Korea, or, I mean, go down the list, right?
Right, right. Oh, exactly. And they're very aware of the media and the leverage that they have. I believe that's why they're demanding a soccer field now. And now think about this. They're going to have to build that soccer field, and the GO staff felt that they would get what they demanded. And I don't know who exactly demanded this, but they're going to build that soccer field, more money, and now they have to worry about security and contraband being tossed over the fence or notes passed back and forth along the fence because there's no large fencing around the facility like you would think.
Did you witness any women drinking toilet water out of this facility?
No, I absolutely did not.
I know we laugh about it, and I don't blame you. And but the fact of the matter is this was the report that came back, not from a partisan, you know, mainstream media source. I mean, from a U.S. congresswoman, she's making this kind of statement.
Right, and again, you know, we have to be very careful who we put in office, but also it shows you the media who their darlings are. Those who's going to push that far left agenda, progressive agenda that's going to ruin this country. And all we have to do, Bill, is look around in our own community and see how it's changing.
Maria, we're out of time. We'll look forward to having you back.
They're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. If we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, It doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now says he'd be willing to meet with the Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, if the circumstances are right. He said so at a news conference with French President Emmanuel Macron at the end of the G7 summit. The president saying that Iran has tremendous potential if it would simply end its nuclear ambitions. Tropical storm Dorian continues to threaten parts of the Caribbean, including Puerto Rico. Dave Warren of Miami's CBS TV affiliate says a lot could change in the next few days, though, and the southeast U.S. needs to stay alert.
Even if it does lose some of that intensity moving over Haiti and the Dominican Republic, it's then going over some very warm water as it approaches the southeast here.
Severe thunderstorms did a lot of damage in the Oklahoma City area last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-245-7941. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-245-7941. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-245-7941. That's 800-245-7941.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the way you always like to hear from us. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. And it's always good to have with us Lou Euler. Yes, Lou is the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Hey, Lou, how are you, buddy?
I am well, and it's great to be with you as usual.
Hey, lots of good news to talk about, though the Democrats would want us to be cheering on a recession. What are these guys doing? I mean, they're actually cheering against the home team. I mean, they're actually worse than Colin Kaepernick and the rest of these, knee-kneelers, during the national anthem. I mean, to actually root against the American economy is, this is an all-time low. This is how desperate these guys are. It's pretty crazy, isn't it?
I know. It's just amazing that this combination of very, very liberal, progressive people is now apparently dominating the Democrat Party in the U.S. that has been a blue-collar and oriented to Christian and fundamental values across the nation, et cetera, since the beginning of the party. And, here we have tax reduction and great results from it, and they're trying to change it and turn it on its head and wreck it for the American people.
Well, and wreck it for themselves, because I think of people who identify as Democrats, they traditionally have done so. It's hard for me because, what do I know? I actually believe these people when they put certain things in their platform, and I read them and I go, God, I can't support that. I just can't believe that. So there's no way that personally I could be a Democrat based on what they say they believe. And I believe that words matter, and I go along with that. But there's some people that still, regardless, hey, grandpa always voted Democrat, my dad did, so, I'm still voting Democrat. Well, that's okay, but what's going on is the party is going over the cliff. And for, those Americans who have been Democrats all their lives. What are they going to do, Lou, when they find themselves over the cliff like a bunch of lemmings? Because there's no stopping them. I mean, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, AOC, the rest of the group there, they're marching on because, after all, they are progressives. And, you know, they're heading for a cliff. And, you know, and of course, we'll see here. You know, they can say all they want right now because the reality of the 2020 election has not come into full force. But once again, we've got pollsters claiming certain things just like they did. I mean, we've been on this radio rodeo before. We saw what happened in 2016, and they were absolutely shocked when the reality of the voters' numbers came out. And they said, how was this to happen? Hillary was supposed to win. She, 1,000,000 to 1. I mean, there was no way that she was going to lose. Well, yes, there is a way, and she did lose, and so they're still catatonic over that experience and the results. So what are they going to do after 2020? Who's going to save the Democratic Party?
Yeah, it's amazing the rate of the transformation that has occurred. And, you know, you get into things like these mass shootings that they try to hang around Trump's neck, and claiming it's hate speech and all kinds of things, when, of course, none of that is reality. And the cities that are run by the Democrats, Baltimore and Chicago, et cetera, have more deaths from from their local people shooting on weekends and these mass shootings that they keep complaining about. So there is a lack of reality that is permeating the left of the progressives and unfortunately the Democrat Party at this point. And
there's not enough Pinocchios to throw out there with some of the statements that they make. And, you know, here you got Cory Booker going, well, you know, Donald Trump is a white supremacist and, you know, he never disavows it. And you go, wait a minute, the president was real clear. He's disavowed it, you know, since the 90s. I mean, we've got him on video and audio saying that he disavows all form of white supremacy and bigotry and racism. And then recently, Cory Booker, because he's on the stump, says, well, the president is not disavowing white supremacy. You go, well, no, this is what he said. Well, you know, I guess he didn't say it good enough or whatever. You know, he's like, come on, you guys are just, you know, grabbing for straws here, you know, trying to make something out of nothing. And here you are wanting to be a unifying agent. And by your own words, you're just adding, you know, fuel to the racist conversation and talk and, you know, stinking thinking and, you know, making up stuff. For what? Because you're so desperate for power and for the presidency, you're going to lie your way into this. You're going to lie, cheat, and do whatever it takes, I guess.
Yes, it's just dramatic. And here in the last few days, the president, again, with his team, are back on what really counts for the American people, and that is the dramatic benefits that tax reform and increased investment and job creation has done for America. And they're talking about what are the next steps, capital gains changes,
exactly.
All kinds of good things that can help people and make them stronger and make them wealthier over time and increase the rate of economic growth, which is what everybody depends upon for their future.
You know, don't you love this about President Trump is that he doesn't, you know, pack it in and just say, okay, I'm just going to wait till the election or wait till it's campaign season until I come up with some more new words to come up with. He's actually fulfilling his promise. You know, just as you mentioned, the capital gains, the indexing for inflation. I mean, this has got to be one of those ones where the Democrats are going, oh, gosh, man, we almost had him, and then he does stuff for the American people again. What is he doing, you know? This is getting in the way of our narrative. But this is where the power of incumbency comes across,
And Donald Trump is one to stay fixed on what it is that's going to help the American people. You know, I was talking with somebody else again here recently who is in the inside with Donald Trump, and he says that he still asks to this day, as he did in day one, one of the first questions he asks his people, how are we doing on jobs? How are we doing on jobs? How are we doing on jobs? You know, when you have that kind of focus, Lou, guess what? You're going to get results in that particular arena. And he's done a stellar job. And last time I checked, it wasn't just for white people. You know, Hispanic unemployment, all-time low. Black unemployment, incredible. Spending, hourly wages all across the board. Thank you very much, this white supremacist. I mean, you know, somebody said if he's a white supremacist, I think it was Steve Cortez, said if he's a white supremacist and a racist and a bigot, he's a lousy one because he seems to be helping so many people across all races and all, you know, all genders. You know, this is incredible. But, you know,
yeah,
hey, look,
no,
at
you're
you
right. Know, and as we've discussed before, the payoff and the reality is seen in the neighborhoods, and you go into low income and black neighborhoods and Hispanic neighborhoods throughout the country, and it's the help wanted signs in the window that are that tell the story and are the real payoff for the kind of policies that and you're so right. I mean, the fact that minorities have been gaining jobs at record rates.
And look what he's done to call out, the Democratic policies that have deteriorated inner cities across this country, especially California. We've been saying, Lou, and in fact, I had somebody kind of say, well, Bill, I think that's a little extreme. I said, look, we are ripe for a plague, something of epic proportions because of the homelessness, the rats, whether it's Baltimore, New York, in Los Angeles. The LA Times just did a new report on this and basically came out and said that, in LA, they are realizing medieval diseases. And it's no wonder with all the feces in the street, the rats running wild. We've got people coming in from outside of the country that are bringing in their own, diseases and immunity that the CDC has talked about. Lou, we're ripe for something here. And I would hate, because I have kids in California. You're in California. I don't want this to happen. But this is all brought to you by a very reckless democratic form of government. Lou Euler, he is the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us.
You bet. Our pleasure.
This is sponsored by Agilent. PFAS, known as forever chemicals, are long-lived, man-made chemicals with unique properties that make them useful in products such as grease-proof food packaging, non-stick cookware, waterproof clothing, and firefighting foam. But PFAS chemicals do not break down and have accumulated in the environment, making them potentially harmful to humans. They're in our drinking water, food, soil, and living organisms such as fish and livestock. There is evidence that continued exposure above specific levels to certain PFAS can lead to adverse health conditions. Dr. Tarun Animal, Global Environment Market Manager at Agilent.
Agilent is a leading provider of complete PFAS measurement solutions used by scientists around the world to accurately measure and identify PFAS in water. This is a critical step for estimating human exposure and potential risk.
Agilent is committed to helping scientists create a safer and healthier environment. For more, visit agilent.com/newsroom.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. How you doing? 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Samantha Mao coming up. We're going to go to Sam's Corner in just a moment and take a look at some viral videos. But real quick, just to kind of remind you, we didn't get a chance to touch on this. And there was so much to discuss with Maria Espinoza about what's going on at the border and her eyewitness report on her experience. I mean, I really thought initially this was going to be at the border. Hey, Sam, let's bring you on here real quick just to kind of interact here for just a moment, because this is really important, especially to get your viewpoint on this, even though a lot that we talk about is, you know, good news and talking about what's happening with viral videos. But Maria Espinoza, who's with the Remembrance Project, as you may recall, you know, her and her husband founded this organization to, you know, offer some, you know, more than sympathy, but support for families who have lost loved ones at the hands of illegal immigrants who have come to our country. And they've just done an outstanding job. And so here recently she went, you know, and I thought it was to the border to go see an ICE facility and report what she saw there, is in Aurora, Colorado. Does that make sense to you that you would have an ICE facility clear in Aurora? Why wouldn't you have it closer to the border? Or is that just me?
It does seem a little bit further away than you would expect. I'm not sure why they would have it so far unless they're just running out of room for facilities at the border. I've never really
Well, last time I checked, there's plenty of land there. I mean, you know. Yeah, I guess, but it just doesn't seem to make sense. And, oh, yeah, by the way, counter to what AOC had to say, she didn't see any women drinking toilet water. So, you know, of course, that's not going to get reported because only the things that are hyperbolic and untrue get reported these days, sadly. But anyway, all that being said, she is running for Congress. And we didn't even get a chance to touch on that. And you can appreciate this, Sam, and you probably know this figure better than I do because I was just reading that women only represent in the federal government, in Congress, overall, about 25-28% of those to elected office. And we've got, in America, over 50% women make up our population. So there would seem to be an underrepresentation of women in Congress. So I think this is a good thing that she's running, and because we do need more women, especially from the Republican Party, because the Republican Party has been lacking, you know, dramatically for women representatives. But anyway, she is running for Congress, And I know that you would cheer that on, being of the female persuasion that you are, Samantha. So, by the way, if you want to check out her, her candidacy, you can go to MariaForCongress2020.com. MariaForCongress2020.com. This is the old seat that was held by George H. Bush that she's running for, Texas 7. John Culberson lost last year to a Democrat. But, this is what's happening in Texas, is that Republican Party is giving way to more Democratic representation. And this is why there's been a very aggressive forecast that, Democrats are, taking over more and more. Now, again, I would highly suggest you check out her website, MariaForCongress2020.com. Sam, you got a lot of great reports for us this week, and, I appreciate you doing that. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any ideas that you want to share with Sam, how can they be in touch with you, Sam, to give them their ideas? Say, Sammy, I think this is a great viral video that we should share. How do they do that?
I would love that. So you email me at samscorner.bml, like Bill Martinez Live, at gmail.com. So samscorner.bml@gmail.com.
Okay, excellent. Give it a double plug. Atta girl. Okay, this first story here is we've got a 3-year-old that's been recovering in his home from treatment of brain cancer, but his community brought the world to him. How did they do that?
So, Quinn Waters, he's 3 years old. He had brain cancer, and because of the treatment for his cancer, it really suppressed his normal immune system, and he was only allowed to be inside his house with immediate family. And so his window to his yard became his window to the world, but it's not much of a world when it's just normal traffic and your yard going on. So what happened is his little town in Massachusetts, according to his parents, Charles and Tara Waters, it started off with family that was kind of entertaining him in the yard, and then the neighbors found out about it. And they started coming by, and they would do tap dancing and juggling, and it's actually become it's almost like a circus out there in their front yard, all for Quinn.
Really?
There's just hundreds of people coming by of all.
So Quinn de Soleil, huh?
That's right.
Yeah, it's awesome.
The best part is watching his reactions as these people come out. I mean, he really has quite a fantastic entertainment group. It's people that are juggle or sing or dance, and his parents really believe that it's been helping with his recovery.
Can you imagine?
It's just positive energy that is just radiating from this community, and so there's just no way to pay it back, so they're going to pay it forward. That's their plan.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. Can you imagine that community, how blessed they are, like you say? I mean, coming together. I mean, this is what kindness and goodness can do to a community. It can really transform a community. And along the way, you find out people, your neighbors, you didn't even know they juggled. And here they are juggling knives, and they light up, and they're with fire on their knives and everything else. How cool is that? I love it. I'm just kidding. Exaggerating just a little bit.
It is wonderful to see people's talents come out and see, the community come together, because it's not just a blessing for Quinn and his family. It's a blessing for everybody who's participating. I'm sure it's gotten the people to know each other in a way they didn't know. And to see such a loving community has to make you very proud of where you're from. So,
yeah, without a doubt. Again, proving it's better to give than receive, and we note that community for being givers. Now, I was reading about this story that just absolutely captures your heart. You've got an Angel senior photo. This is a high school student honoring her father that was killed in Afghanistan. Tell us that story, Sam.
So Julia, her father unfortunately was killed in Afghanistan back in 2008, and Julia Leskis was having her senior photos, and she thought, I really just want my father to be with me. What way could we do that? And so she got a local photographer that was going to put him in photos that she called angel photos. And so what the photographer did was take Julia's senior pictures, and she put her dad in there. Captain Robert Leskis in his uniform. So she's standing there with his folded flag and his uniform, and he's next to her, kind of faded, almost like he's a ghost kind of standing next to her. And these pictures just got shared on the internet, and people just loved them. You know, it's such an honor. It's such a wonderful tribute to her father. I'm sure that it's something that a lot of people would like to do, because there's so many situations where you have lost a loved one, especially in that kind of situation, you know, them serving our country and sacrificing themselves. And you just wonder what would it be like if they were there. And Julia said
exactly.
The moment she did feel like her dad was back with her, to see him standing next to her like that. It looks so real. I mean,
I'll tell you, I dare you to look at this picture and not cry.
Absolutely.
It is so precious. And the idea to do this, oh my gosh. I mean, and you know, other family members, other kids like her, will do something similar like this. This is absolutely precious. And, you know, your heart goes. Yeah, no, this is really great. Go to Sam's Corner, ladies and gentlemen, and click on the link to this. You will be touched. I mean, Sam, that's awesome. I'm so glad you shared that. Shared that with us. That is terrific. Now, this next story is about a custodian. believe it or not, hey, look at it. If you thought you were trapped in a job, you know, there's always a way up. You just have to keep your eyes open. And here's a custodian who's going to start the school year as principal, believe it or not. This is an interesting story. Tell us about this one.
Isn't that interesting? So he's 38 years old, but Stedman Elementary School's new principal, Michael Adkins, has actually been part of the Denver public school system for over 30 years. And he started off as a student, and he thought when he was a student he would never be coming back. He had no plans of coming back. But one thing led to another. And he ended up becoming a part-time custodian, and that led to him being a full-time custodian. And when the opportunity presented itself for him to, go on and continue his education and become a principal, he decided to do that, because he said, when he was growing up, there wasn't a lot of role models for him. He had only met his dad once in his life, and just 2% of educators in the country are African-American men. And he just thought, let me be the role model that I needed. He said maybe...
Wow, good idea.
Maybe that's right. And, maybe the young guys don't come from the same background, but just to kind of be a leader and show what you could do, especially him going from being a part-time custodian to working his way up to being principal, you know, that's an amazing feat to have.
What a career path, huh? That is awesome.
Isn't it?
Hey, speaking of career paths, you got a sheltered dog. Is now a movie star in the upcoming Lady and the Tramp remake, right?
That's right. So Halo, Animal Rescue from Phoenix, actually had Monty, who's a terrier mix. He's going to be Tramp in the upcoming Lady and the Tramp movie. He was rescued from a shelter, along with many other shelter dogs are going to be in Lady and the Tramp, the movie. And they've all been adopted out. I think that's really great. Who would have thought you'd go from shelter dog to movie star? That is the ultimate success story.
Only in America, Sam,
that's
telling
right.
you. She is the good news girl. Go to Sam's Corner, BillMartinezLive.com for more details. Check out that picture, that angel picture, and tell me that you can see it without crying. You're going to be greatly touched.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you.